Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is the Supreme Court's final day of the term, and the justices will hand down a critical decision this morning on whether former President Donald Trump has immunity from actions related to the January 6th riot. President Biden's family gathered at Camp David over the weekend, urging him to stay in the presidential race and keep fighting despite last week's dismal debate performance. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Biden's campaign team making it clear that the president will not step aside, telling allies in a memo obtained by ABC News that Biden got off to a slow start, but then drew a sharp contrast with Trump on the issues that matter most to voters, and arguing to supporters that if Biden were to drop out now, it would lead to weeks of chaos, internal food fighting, and a highway to losing to Donald Trump. Some of Biden's top allies insisting one bad night will not derail his campaign.
Hurricane Beryl has re-strengthened into an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane in the Caribbean. Maximum sustained winds 130 miles an hour. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Parts of southern Wisconsin hit by tornadoes last week will get help from the state to clean up and recover. Governor Evers issued a disaster declaration on Friday. About a dozen tornadoes swept through southern Wisconsin last week. Some of the worst damage was in the Janesville area. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign starts collecting signatures today to appear on Wisconsin's November ballots. They need 2,000 valid signatures by August 6th.
We'll probably collect 4,000 or 5,000 signatures just to be sure that that we have far more than we need. And if our other state's performance is anything to go by, it may be far, far more than that.
Campaign manager Amaryllis Fox Kennedy speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth Entertainment Convention Center officials say the site is in a much more solid place financially after unexpected costs. According to a Northern News Now report, rising inflation, renovations to the interior, and a lack of cash flow forced the organization to ask for a $1 million loan from the Duluth City Council. But after a strong year, it no longer faces the cash flow issues that it did last year. The convention center has seen a revenue increase of 8% in 2024 and will be able to pay back the city loan. Music took over the streets around the North End neighborhood in Superior on Thursday. The first installment of Porch Fest kicked off this week, featuring local musicians performing in front of area homes. According to a Fox 21 report, organizers chose to start the yearly event on the North End because there is a great deal of low-income senior housing, and they wanted to give them the opportunity to enjoy the music right in their backyard. The next performances are scheduled for July 11th in the Central Park area. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Another series win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 7-1 to win the home series 2-1. Bottom of the fourth, the Brewers able to get past Cubs starter Kyle Hendricks with three consecutive singles. Then it was Bryce Durang at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Tied for the Major League lead at Grand Slam. Durang in the win.
The Brewers have now hit five grand slams in their last eight games, two from Terang, who spoke after the game.
Yeah, you know, we got to have guys on to hit grand slams, and we're doing that. It happens.
The Cubs only able to generate one run on a solo home run shot and just two hits.
Well, offensively, I think, you know, it's one run, so it's hard to see a scenario where that's going to win us a game. And, you know, no matter who we're facing, we're going to have to be better.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. From American Family Field with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some thunderstorms on the way tonight, tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain with an inch or more possible tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow evening. Today, partly cloudy and breezy, 74. Storms after 10 p.m. tonight, 58. Rain and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
This 4th of July, Cardinal Glass is proud to celebrate the spirit of America. For over 50 years, they've been dedicated to providing quality glass products made right here in the USA. From your home windows to commercial buildings, their glass is crafted with precision, innovation, and American pride. As you enjoy the fireworks and festivities, remember Cardinal Glass is with you, adding a sparkle to every American dream. Cardinal Glass, made in America with pride. Happy 4th of July. Visit them at cardinalglass.com.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about National Postal Workers Day. And we'll hear from Dean Muller with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her. Heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Our phone lines are open. You know, this whole weekend I watched and read Democratic responses from the talking heads, from the major news outlets across the nation, from California to New York, from Florida, and other places, as it relates to whether or not Joe Biden should step down. And I remember last Friday with Sandy and I, as we were having the conversations, and I was saying, it's going to take Joe Biden's family to step up and say, hey, granddad or dad or my husband, you have done and dedicated your life. You know, now's the time. You know, take a break. Don't die on the job. And the fact that there are people and this debate that is brewing inside of the Democratic Party is intense. Now, I'm going to have Congressman Jim Clyburn on the minority whip at 9:20. And I don't know if we're going to broach that subject much, if at all, but he clearly is a guy who supports Joe Biden all the way. But for people who think that the Democratic Party is not going to be able to move forward, if Joe Biden is not the guy, I don't follow that reasoning. Calvin, do you think that if Joe Biden is not the president of the United States, the is not the guy running for president, that the Democrats can't win?
It's a tough decision because, I mean, it would depend on a lot on who the new candidate would be. It would have to be someone who's going to garner some excitement quickly, but I don't know if there's a figure that could completely unify the Democratic Party right now, and that's kind of what we need.
You know, I don't say this lightly because, you know, if and when the evil consequences of time catch up with President Biden, as it will Earl Ingram, as it will all of us, things will move on. The nation won't stop. The Democratic Party won't stop and change direction and go into a different belief. And so there's this debate inside of the Democratic Party with the funders, with politicians, with the talking heads, and there's common sense on both sides. But for heaven's sakes, to say that if it's not Joe Biden, then there is nobody else is what I'm pushing back against. You can't say that he's the only person that carries the mantra of the Democratic belief system. And if that is the case, then shame on the Democrats. Because no individual is bigger than any of that. If you say then that, you know, and I get it, man. I'm a supporter of President Biden. I've talked on the air about all the different policies that have happened under Joe Biden that have been beneficial. But to think that those policies will cease to exist once Joe Biden is not the guy talking about them is incorrect. I mean, I don't follow that. That, to me, that's no different than the people who say, I'm riding with Donald Trump, not the Republican Party, but I'm riding with one man. I'm riding with Donald Trump. No, all of these things are bigger than an individual. Ideals outlive individuals. The ideals that Joe Biden is professing and fighting for will outlive him. FDR's ideals outlived him. I just, for the life of me, don't follow the rationale and the reasoning that is being, you know, brought about. Let's go to Rita from La Crosse. Hey, good morning to you, Rita. You say what?
I would like to say, let's pick the guy that reflects our values. How about that? And let's pick a guy that's going to do something for the little guy, not for big corporate, but for us. And that's all you need to know. Does he who reflects our values?
So, Rita, let me say this to you. What I'm saying to you, Rita, is it's not only one man that reflects our values. The values of the Democratic Party are supposedly synonymous with the values of the average person. And those values have transcended not just Joe Biden, but for decades. And I think where we get confused is when we say the values, only one person represents those values. Wasn't that the case when John F. Kennedy was the president? Wasn't that the case when Barack Obama was the president? Didn't those values that Democrats pushed, because, as you know, again, I'm 70 years old, and I remember and know about the different things that the Democrats stood for, and they've stood for those things throughout. But you think the only person that stands for those things is Joe Biden?
Yeah, I don't think it's time to change in midstream. I just think that I look at Trump and I just think I'm ashamed of the way he behaves, and he doesn't reflect our country. He's disgusting.
He reflects.
And I think so. Joe Biden had a little bit of a whoops there. I'm still going to vote for him. I'd never vote for someone like Donald Trump.
So Rita, I'm not saying vote for Donald Trump. Don't misunderstand. I'm not saying vote for Donald Trump because we know who and what he is. But to say that we can't vote for anybody else, I mean, that nobody else can carry the mantle of what Democrats stand for is kind of what I'm pushing back against. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. You know, the Democrat Party's done a good job trying to hide what's been happening to Joe Biden that we've watched for years. So there shouldn't be really any surprise that he isn't able to do the job. He hasn't had an actual press conference in years, and it's sad. It is sad to watch, but your party's created this. And it shows exactly where your party is.
Well, CJ, let me say this to you. He's been doing the job. Whether you say it or not, he's been doing the job. Those of us who supported Joe Biden and Democratic policies have agreed with what he's been able to make happen and would have happened even to a greater degree if it wasn't for obstructive Republicans in the way and preventing him from doing what the people elected him to do.
Border, like the open border, the Republicans tried to stop
that. Hey, CJ. CJ, you and others like you continue to point to the border as the number one issue. The border may be the number one issue to you and Republicans, is not the number one issue to all of us. It doesn't matter how many times you climb the mountain and cry and say it is. It's not. Hey, Brendan, go ahead.
Yeah. Say, CJ, next time you call up the show, you want to tell us all the terrible things that Joe Biden has done, because we just can't wait to hear about it. And by the way, speaking of hiding, there's certainly nothing hidden about your candidate. We all know what a piece of garbage he is. But, what I wanted to say to you, Earl, is I agree and I disagree with you. You're right. The thought process and the ideals will live on. Problem is, logistically, you can't put somebody else in right now because you don't have time for a ground game. You don't have time to put together the whole thing you need to do to put a proper campaign together.
Yeah, listen, so what happens then? Because right now, as I stated to you, Brendan, this is an internal debate that is happening inside of the Democratic Party as we speak. And
I don't agree.
Huh?
I don't agree.
You don't think
I think the talking heads on MSNBC all talked about how their phones were blowing up and all this other garbage, and that's all wonderful and good, but that's corporate media on TV.
Hey Brendan,
but
I'm not
circling the wagons, I think.
Hey Brendan, and I'm not just talking about the talking heads on MSNBC. Read the New York Times, read the Los Angeles Times, the Washington Post, and those same conversations are being had. It's not something that's just happening on MSNBC. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
All right. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. As promised, I am joined by the Minority Whip of the United States Congress, Congressman Jim Clyburn. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me, but I'm no longer whip.
Okay.
I've given up the whip job to a younger person. So I can run around here and talk to people like you. I'm in Milwaukee. Somebody else do the whip job.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you, Congressman Clyburn. You're in Milwaukee. Yesterday, governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, was in Milwaukee. There seems to be nonstop concentration on Black Milwaukee from the Biden campaign and Democrats. Why, sir?
Simply because Wisconsin is going to be very, very important in this election. And I do believe that as Milwaukee and Madison and goes, Racine and a few other places around the state of Wisconsin, it will be very determinative in the outcome. And I want to really use my background and experiences. I know many of the people who make up the African-American community in Wisconsin came north on that, what I call the chicken bone special. Over in Madison yesterday, half of the people I talked to were from Mississippi and Alabama.
Right.
I know what it means to be a part of that great migration. My mother was the only one of 8 girls to stay in the South. Her sisters left the South. And so I know these communities very well. I know the backgrounds, the people who make up these communities. And so I wanted to come out here and spend my time talking with people and letting them know why I think Joe Biden is the best bet for this country continuing along its progressive mode toward a more perfect union. And so that's why I'm here. That's why Wes Moore was here. We believe we need to let the African-American community know what Joe Biden is all about, not leave it up to others to put things out on social media, which may not be true. And so often, it is not true. And let me give you one good example. A good friend of mine was up here in Milwaukee not long ago, and he was telling me about what they were doing in barbershops. And this is the first time that ever happened. I said to him, I said, you know what? The first African-American to serve in the United States Congress was from Georgetown, South Carolina. He got elected to Congress way back in 1870. You know what his profession was? He was a barber. Joseph Rainey was a barber. My mother was a beautician. I learned my politics in that beauty shop. My father was a pastor. I grew up in the Black church. So this notion that this stuff of going to faith communities and going to barber shops is new, there's nothing new about this. It's just that we got too modern with our approach to politics that we walked away from those things that are basic. So I'm down here trying to get back to the basics and get people to understand that there's going to be a binary choice in this election.
Go ahead.
One of two people will be the next president of the United States. It'll either be Joe Biden or Donald Trump. And let's compare the two. That's what we've got to do. What will you get with Joe Biden? What will you get with Donald Trump? If Donald Trump is elected president, he's already told you he's going to rip the Affordable Care Act out by its roots. He got mad at John McCain and vilified him on television. Why did he get mad at John McCain? Because John McCain voted against his plan to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and the Affordable Care Act stayed in force by one vote, and that's what made him angry. So you tell me that those of us, my late wife died fighting diabetes, and I saw her bills, $600 a month just for insulin. She was a four shot a day diabetic. Joe Biden comes along and says, we are going to reduce the cost of insulin to $35 a month for everybody. We couldn't get the Republicans to go along with it for everybody. They did agree to do it for people on Medicare.
Hey, Congressman.
How did he do that? The Affordable Care Act.
Congressman Clyburn, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the conversation that's being had all over the nation now in Democratic circles. And your thoughts about President Joe Biden and whether or not he should step down or whether or not he should be replaced.
Well, I'm here to tell you, Joe Biden should not step down. Democrats would be crazy to replace him. That is nothing but a recipe for chaos. And there is not sufficient support among Democrats to do that. It's not even close. You have not seen anybody in Democratic leadership to call for that to happen. What you've seen is a lot of pundits, people who make a living off making these kinds of suggestions, raising these kinds of issues. That's what you've got. Show me one Democrat that has called for Joe Biden to step down. Not a single one that I know. A lot of them have called me and asked me what I thought, and I've told them exactly what I'm now telling you, that Joe Biden was suffering last Thursday night from what I call preparation overload. They spent too much time trying to prepare him, giving him all statistics, all of these facts and figures, and the guy on the other side telling all kinds of lies, and rather than him reacting to that, he's trying to stick to the script. I saw it in the very first question. And I told people that this guy is suffering from preparation overload. I've been a part of these things. I know what it is to try to prepare a candidate for a debate.
Preparation overload and nothing else based on you knowing him and having known him all of these decades.
Well, let me tell you something. Yes, there is something else. There's something else called age. Yes, Joe Biden is 81 years old. I come the 21st in 20 days. I'm going to be 84 years old. And
wow.
So I do not remember facts and figures the way I did at 21 years old. And Joe Biden admits he may not debate as much as I debate better than I did when I was 39 years, as you can tell. So some of us have got different skill levels.
Congressman Clyburn, I have to let you go. I will see you in your travels throughout the city of Milwaukee today, and hopefully we'll be able to have a better conversation.
Very good. And you see what 84-year-olds can do.
Yes, sir. All right. That's Congressman Jim Clyburn on the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789 on a Motown Monday.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A report says Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave died of a heart attack while jogging last Friday. That's what sources tell the Racine County Eye. A cause of death had not been officially released as of this morning. Delagrave was 51 years old. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling late last week means abortions will still be available in emergencies, at least for now. The case comes from Idaho, where doctors are leaving rather than run the risk of going to jail.
These questions need to be decided by science, by evidence, by the individual case in front of you. The idea that you can have black and white rules being created by people without the expertise, training, or experiencing the emergencies is really fundamentally dangerous.
Molly Meegan is chief legal officer with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A popular trail in Duluth's Chester Park neighborhood has suffered a great deal of damage due to the recent flooding. According to a Northern News Now report, area hikers say the heavy rains and floods have changed many of the routes on the Superior hiking trail and left them dangerously slick and slippery. In addition to the physical changes to the trails, officials say the increased moisture in the air has also created an insect hotbed. Hikers should check the condition of the trails before heading out. The Duluth Central Labor Body held a month-long food drive that wrapped up on Thursday. According to a Fox 21 report, the food drive benefited Second Harvest Northland, CHUM, and Union Gospel Mission Duluth, with each organization receiving 8 full boxes of non-perishable donations. Organizers say they received a lot more support than they were anticipating, and the success has encouraged them to hold more food drives in the future. It was the first time that the organization had held its own food drive. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The band Tenacious D is prepared to hit the road before this year's election. Band members Jack Black and Kyle Gass have announced a 5-show tour between October 21st and 26th, hoping to rock D vote. It's no coincidence that all 5 stops are in swing states, as they will hit schools in Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and here in Wisconsin on October 23rd at the Sylvie in Madison. Tickets go on sale June 28th. Do you find it hard keeping up with streamable content? Most people do, and that's why Variety's critics have released a list of 2024's best TV shows so far. Shows that are not to be missed include Netflix's Baby Reindeer and John Mulaney's Everyone is in L.A., Apple TV's Presumed Innocent, Prime Video's Fallout, Max Show's Hacks and Tokyo Vice, AMC's Interview with a Vampire, and Shogun from FX. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some thunderstorms on the way tonight, tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain with an inch or more possible tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow evening. Today, partly cloudy and breezy, 74. Storms after 10 p.m. tonight, 58. Rain and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to 3. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, DJ Olbrus joins me to talk about Riverfest Lacrosse. And from the Green Bay Children's Museum, Heather Heil is in studio to talk 4th of July in Green Bay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Mm-hmm.
joke or two.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Karina from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Karina. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Listen, I didn't see the debate first day, and I saw your comments afterwards, and I just watched it later and prepared myself for a horrible event. But you know what? I'm in healthcare, right?
Right.
And I was watching both of those candidates as a healthcare professional. And I can tell you this. You and me standing there in place of Biden, listening to Trump, we probably would act exactly the same way, because there is no reply or debate to this person. He is out of his mind on Adderall or any other something, chemicals. No, I'm serious. Some sort of support, medical support, because he talks nonstop with like CJ does, with the points, with the talking points. There is no value in what he says. Now, yes, Biden was slow. Biden looked like he's lost, but he was looking at his transcript all the time. And when Biden replied, he replied very coherently. Now, everybody knows he is startling. It's not a news. He was startling. It wasn't losing his thought. It was startling and trying to start over again with a different word. So I wasn't prepared for way worse, and I actually didn't see anything new in Biden. He's fine. His cabinet working fine. Look what will happen if any other Republican candidate will come in. And I absolutely agree. If there is a situation, we have wonderful people in the Democratic Party from California, starting with the California
Governor Newsom.
Governor.
Hey, Karina, yes. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Vincent from Lennon. Good morning to you, Vincent. How you doing, man? You say what?
Good morning. See what happens to us when we get old? But anyway, man, I agree with the congressman, man. The Democratic Party needs to chill out. The fact is, Donald Trump, all the crazy things he's said and he's done, he's talking about feeling the women, and all the lawsuits that this guy has gone through. The Republican Party has enabled this man and stood by this man and kissed his ring all these last 8 years. You know, and so one moment, an entirement in Joe Biden's life, the Democratic Party wants to panic and hide in the bushes. The fact is, you need to stand by this man. The fact is, you have to look at his policies, and the man is doing the job. The man has brought interest rates down. The fact is that the unemployment rate is down. And everything else, you know, just look at his record. The fact is that the foreign ministers, they are proud of this country. They all look to this country for democracy, and so to say that he's not doing the job, the man does the job every freaking day, and to see what he does. And so no, you need to stand by this man. We need to buck up. The Democratic Party needs to buck up and understand that this is a fight. This is a fight for democracy. And until we defeat Trump and his minions, the fact is we'll be all be under threat. So hey, no, I'm standing by it.
Hey, Vincent, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jeff from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Jeff. You say what?
Hey, Earl. Thanks for this call. What Biden meant to say that they're blown way out of proportion and not getting the point was he conquered Medicare. And what he meant was the first president since Medicare was implemented that controlled drug prices and got a national consensus on that, on the 20 most used drugs for millions and millions and millions of people. He's going to save the country $500 billion over 10 years on that one policy. How can they not see that? You know what the other side wants to do? They want to get rid of Medicare. So if Biden said he wanted to get rid of Medicare, then he's too old. He fixed a big problem in Medicare.
Jeff, I'm not.
He couldn't say it.
Listen, I'm not, disputing any of that. I said that the policies that President Biden has been extolling, those are not just his, they're Democratic policies. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes.
So that's the point that I'm trying to make, is that these are policies that were there before President Biden, and they'll be there after President Biden is gone. And man, nobody can tell me about President Biden. When I was a young man, I watched President Biden as a senator and a very articulate and bright and feisty guy. So I know Joe Biden from 50 years ago. And none of us are what we were. And I'm not basing any of these things on that Joe Biden. And I'm not the guy who's calling for Joe Biden to step down. There are people inside the Democratic Party who are doing that. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Eric from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Eric. You say what?
Good morning and happy Motown Monday, Eric.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, it's good to hear from Congressman. Good to hear from Congressman Clyburn, who was instrumental in Biden getting the nomination and winning in 2020,
He'll
obviously play a big role again this year. Nobody wants the Democrats to switch candidates more than the RNC because they believe it's a recipe for tyranny, a long-held wet dream among the whitey-tighty righties. But Kamala Harris is the obvious and only choice, and I'll fully support her, but she would enter the race in a whirlwind of chaos for many reasons. And I think that on top of that, forcing every Democratic candidate that's running up and down the ticket to choose sides in this would further damage chances for Democrats in November and also probably fracture the DNC for the foreseeable future. Again, opening the door for tyranny. I just, there's no other way out. I mean, not out even, whatever. It's just, what people need to do is basically rally behind the policies, the person that pushed for the policies, et cetera, because there's just not an alternative to President Biden at this point. But real quickly, I want to say in reference to the Supreme Court greasing the skids for a total fascist takeover of our system of government. I remember in 2017 when folks were saying we still have the courts, we still have the courts to appease their fears after Benedict Donald had come into power. But unfortunately, people that paid attention were also aware that the pro-fascism right has been lining the courts for decades while people slept between elections. And this is what we're suffering the consequences of, is decades of work through the Heritage Foundation, the Federalist Society, and groups like that, not to mention our own Bradley Foundation,
right,
the DeVosses, et cetera.
We're
living through a long game plan.
You know, Eric, it's one of the things that I recall when people were asking for, Joe Biden to expand the court. And you remember that debate? And it was President Biden who didn't want to do that, because people saw the direction of that Republican-controlled court. And we are seeing every day the impact of a 6-3 majority conservative court. We're going to see it as they've basically eased up you know, the crimes and the penalty for those people on January 6th. They basically overturned many of those decisions that were rendered, criminal decisions that judges, you know, rightfully presented towards those who committed those crimes. And they're also going to, I believe, you know, push back on Donald Trump not having to face his crimes until after he's elected, where he can write it off. So, you know, again, these are things that as our nation continues to struggle and the injustice that exists on the Supreme Court level with a 6-3 conservative court is going to have to be challenged. And if we don't challenge it, if it doesn't happen under Joe Biden, you know, man, can you imagine what's coming down the pike, Eric, with Donald Trump back in charge and a 6-3 Republican Supreme Court, you know, control, what we're going to see?
Well, I believe that two of the people may be replaced in the next 4 years. The important thing to remember about the January 6th case, though, it was only the obstruction charges that will be possibly reversed in a sense. Only the obstruction charges. That was the only thing that was affected by that. All the other charges that these people on January 6th incurred will remain. It was the obstruction specifically, still not correct, but not as devastating as it might have been. But I believe two more people, this is another reason for people to rally and understand that the answer to this question is elect more Democrats. A Democratic majority in the House and Senate and presidency will bring in two left-leaning justices, which will return the court to a 5-4 left-leaning majority in the next 4 years. Thank you, Earl.
Yeah, thank you very much, as always, Eric. I really appreciate it. Let's go back to Tom from L.A. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, Earl, I'm sure that Joe Biden has a doctor. So why don't we actually get a doctor's report from Joe Biden's thing? Also, if we put in a new candidate, Republicans would, number one, start lawsuits against the whole thing. And it would end up in the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, you know which way they would go. So I think everyone just needs to take a deep breath, realize, just like you and I did, about a year ago or 2 years ago when Joe Biden had a press conference and it was a disaster, that he had that moment. He had that moment again in a debate. But if you're going to take 90 minutes of Donald Trump lying, and not being even questioned on anything because Joe Biden's trying to actually talk about policy in the future, then you know what? This country is really, really effed up because 3 years does not erase, you know, 90 minutes of a debate. It's absolutely ridiculous. This is ridiculous. We stay with Joe Biden. We support Joe Biden. And honestly, like I said, where's Joe Biden's doctor? Because maybe he should come up with a report that actually tells us exactly what's going on with Joe Biden. If it's his age, fine. But you know what? Joe Biden's still on his bicycle riding every day. Donald Trump sits on a golf cart, big fat.
Well, if you heard Congressman Claiborne, he said he's 84 years old. So, you know, 844-967-2789 is the number. We're going to come back to all of you guys, so hang on. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade.
For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts?
Hey, good morning, Earl, and to everyone. You know, I'm looking at this. I listened to that debate, and I too was very down. I'm like, what is going on? I'm understanding that he wasn't feeling well. I don't know anybody who is not feeling well who then has to go to work like he did. And so he wasn't functioning 100% at that day. The next day at his rally, that man was right on. I don't understand why he is not doing like a fireside chat or something in front of the whole nation on national TV talking about these issues in a bright and clairvoyant way, and not clairvoyant, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Anyways, also like with where is the Nancy Pelosi latest interview where she says, again, I had no control over January 6th, and Donald Trump is lying to you. And, you know, there's that that documentary. Well, I saw her on the phone with Chuck Schumer and everything, trying to figure out what's going on. Why? Where is everybody? That should be out there, too. People should see how much Donald Trump is lying about stuff. And I've seen hints of all of that. But we really need to get Biden out there in front of the public showing that he is not this feeble old man, because he's not. He just had an off day, which one of us has never had a bad day or sick day or what have you, and we still had to go into work. And if we were we functioning properly? Because if he jumped out or got out of that debate, oh, my Fox News would – that's ought to be wall-to-wall coverage of that.
Hey, Tom.
Ooh, he's sick now.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jake from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Jake. You say what?
Morning. Yeah, you know, this is all so stupid. I remember hearing Coot last week on his show, and it was like, dude, just settle the frick down, everybody. I mean, what you've got to do is you don't have to talk about their words or their performances. You have to look at the records that they set as president for their 4 years in office. Now, if you take that, even if Biden's like, you know, sick a lot of time, whatever the case is, if you take that and you weigh it against Trump's, what do you see? One, you don't have a whatever convicted felon for lying. You don't have a rapist. You don't have a liar. You don't have a person that, like, insults our allies every day. I mean, it goes, the list goes on and on, right? And versus what Biden has done, which is stabilize things. The economy is doing pretty well. I mean, you know, and just a bunch of other stuff. So it's just.
So, Jake, let me pose this question to you, because Congressman Clyburn said that other elected officials, democratically elected officials, none of them are asking for President Biden to step down. It is only pundits, the newspapers, and all those kind of things. Does that matter? I mean, should it solely be that politicians themselves are the only arbiters of those types of things, and anybody who's not a politician doesn't have a say-so in it, even though everybody gets to vote?
You know, they can say whatever they want, but they're not the politicians. They're just vampires trying to make money off of whatever clickbait they can find. It's corporate America owns, obviously, the big media. I mean, they're just...
They also, hey, Jake, they also own Congress. Okay,
yeah,
so...
They do.
All right, so... But thank you.
I'm just saying that...
Finish your thought. Hey, Jake, finish your thought. Okay. All right, Susan, you got the last of it.
Okay. Earl, this is something that after Fridays, I wrote specifically for you, okay? We forget that the United States is bigger than one man. The United States is an idea, it's a dream, it's a love of all people. The idea that we the people, by the people, still live on is a testament to all those people who sacrificed so we could enjoy these freedoms. Now we are engaged in another fight to test our resolve. I will never give up my Constitution, the rule of law, nor my freedom. We shall overcome.
Susan, I think those words were not only appropriate, they were right on point, and I really appreciate you sharing those thoughts with us. Again, bigger than any one man. For heaven's sakes, Donald Trump has made it clear that the Republican Party is not bigger than he is. He is the Republican Party, and everybody else falls in line. Because there's one person calling the shots. That's not the way it is on the other side of the equation. And I say it 100 times, I'll say it 100 more times, I support President Biden. But we can't make it appear as though there can't be anybody else, and we can't move forward unless it's President Biden. Thank everybody who made the show go. Really appreciate it. Could not do it without you. I thank you, Calvin. Really appreciate it, man. Up next, Matt Nair on air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bott. You've been tuning into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look back at what happened over the weekend and get you prepared for July 4th. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.